I nearly made an episode today where I just get drunk over a few hours and just kept recording it. Maybe I'll do that soon. I don't know. I don't drink as much as I used to. But I've been thinking today how I'm 50 in a year. And I'm always trying to tap into seeing things as if it's for the first time. But as the years keep piling up, the freshness just keeps disappearing. I walk down the street, I don't even see houses anymore. They feel like they're crudely drawn kids' pictures in my mind, and even trees. It's funny how as kids see things so freshly, yet they draw them really crudely. And it's my vision as a 50-year-old adult, I just see things like it's a kid's picture. It's so stupid, yet it's so vivid. The older I get, the world just shrinks and feels smaller. And even just walking down a street of shops feels like a hollowed out movie set, and it feels less vast. I've noticed the more I tap into this jadedness, it seems to resonate with people. Yet my whole life I've sort of made a lot of creative stuff on seeing things fresh with fresh eyes, as if I'm seeing it for the first time. And so it's a weird thing. I'm 50 and now I've got this, I'm able to see stuff freshly. It's more difficult. I have to dig harder. And at the same time, I'm able to see things quite a jaded way. So it's this funny new thing that's happened where I've got this earned jadedness just from simply existing. Yet I practiced so long at keeping in touch with what and who I was, the spirit at the age of 8. So I feel like I'm an 8-year-old and a 50-year-old at the same time. And so it brings this something new that I haven't experienced before. And this has really only happened in the last few years. I can feel it. There's something new that's happening when I write and in my work. I've actually talked about it before, where I've developed this writing process in the last couple of years, where if a day is a small life, you're born in the morning, and then in the evening you become an old man or an old person. And so what I've been doing is I've been writing down my most jaded bullshit at night, just one line at night, and then I'll wake up in the morning and I'll play with that jaded one line that I wrote as an old man, in inverted commas, but I'll be playing with it in the morning as a child, like with wonder and joy. So I've got this jaded, cynical line, and then playing with it in the morning as a child. And I've written some interesting stuff that I hadn't written before. I didn't have it even just 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I just had that communication that I was trying to communicate with my inner 8-year-old when I made art or creativity. But now I've got to learn to almost embrace the fact that I've got all these years that have happened so quickly and exponentially fast. Like, kind of feel like we start out, like life's kind of like when you pull the plug in a bath and the outer circles of water move slowly and wide, this wide, slow life as a kid, and as they spiral into the center, they shrink, the circles shrink, and it gets faster, and it's weird. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but I'm talking it out. But yeah, I guess with all these years, it gives me the ability to say things more bluntly, because I no longer feel them to be true. I know them to be true. You just exist long enough and you recognize the bullshit of life's patterns. It's not even did I notice that? It's like, yeah, I've seen that a billion times. The same expression, the same bullshit. Even my own stuff, I recognize the bullshit I do over and over again. So yeah, I guess it's this weird balance and mix of jadedness and innocence, and it's a new kind of tension between those two things that intrigue me, that I haven't had before. And that's where I'm going with my stuff at the moment. And I wrote something about how people are morons. I'm a moron as well, but it really resonated, and I was like, why would something so negative resonate? But it's But then I think, no, I'm 50. I've seen morons. I've seen myself do moron things over and over again. And so I wrote this thing I posted that some months ago, and it really resonated, and it's the algorithm still sharing it. People are still sharing it. And so I wrote another one this week, or yesterday, just off the top of my head. I thought, let me have another pass at that, see if I can hone it, find something new in that. And I felt like it just felt like I'd written bullshit, like I was solving a crossword puzzle. But I posted it on TikTok and it's resonated again. Like, I can't believe that. Like, I can and I can't. But yeah, it's this new, I've got to learn to tap into the fact that I've earned 49 years on this planet. And I don't do that enough. And I understand that art is about tapping into that innocence, that childlike magic. But now I'm starting to find that there is magic in being an old fart, an old grumpy fart. And I always feel guilty when I tap into my jadedness. Because I almost don't feel like I've earned it. I just existed. I just existed long enough. And now I know some bullshit that I didn't know 10, 20, 30 years ago. I guess it also taps into the idea that at some points in my life I felt like I'd plateaued with art. I might have talked about this shit before, but just plateauing with art and going, there's nowhere else to go. This is as good as I'm going to ever get. But then you just exist a bit longer and your brain keeps sorting shit out in your head and making new connections, and just through the bullshit of existing, you're immediately granted new knowledge, even when you're not deliberately looking for it. It's just given to you. And I guess that's why a lot of my favourite writers and movie makers have done stuff, their best stuff, into their 40s and even 50s. Like Alfred Hitchcock, I think he was making his best shit at the age of 60. A lot of my favourite writers were sort of took off into their 50s. That's when they'd been around the block so many times. It's like black exhaust smoke coming out the back of them, and they were writing their fucking best shit. They no longer cared. And I like that idea of just old people, seniors is the politically correct word, seniors, or just old farts walking around in public just saying any old shit aloud to themselves. I feel like that's the goal. As soon as you start saying shit aloud in public, then you're gonna have some good shit to say. You're gonna have the stuff that everyone's thinking and no one's saying aloud. Don't they say that? Say the quiet part aloud. That's what old people do. They do it literally. They say all their quiet thoughts in their head, just out their mouths. Anyway, I guess this episode is really a note to self, just to remember that I've got to tap my inner 50-year-old, and give my inner 8-year-old a bit of a rest. Be a jaded old fart, and mix it with a bit of weird innocence and freshness. But also remember to, yeah, just say the bullshit of my accumulated experience. I hate that lived-in experience, that expression. Really, life just slaps the words out of you eventually. It's not lived-in experience. Anyway, I might keep it at that. If you'd like to leave a review from a podcast, I'd love it on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to it.